The Lake Michigan-Lake Huron combination hit record low levels as late as last January. Since then, a lot of precipitation has come down, and water levels have gone up about 11 inches. But as of last month, levels were still 17 inches below the average level for October. Keith Kompoltowicz of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says he expects another very small rise by next April and no near-term return to record lows.
We're expecting to remain about 16 inches below long-term average, but again about a foot above the levels of a year ago. And even with very dry conditions, we don't see the threat for any new record lows on Michigan Huron over the next 6 months.
As to Superior, Kompoltowicz says in October that lake was 2 inches below average for the month, but 13 inches above a year ago, about what is expected for the next 6 months. He says that's based on weather projections and other data.
Looks from other agencies that do some of the longer-term climate projections. And we also do our own statistical analyses on what we call net basin supply of water to the lakes.
Kompoltowicz says the forecast could change rapidly. He says November has been very wet across the Lake Superior Basin. Federal scientists say long-term water levels could also be affected by whether higher evaporation rates of recent years continue. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.